Welcome to Security Guy Radio, Security Guy TV at Black Hat 2017 in Las Vegas. What's your name, sir?
Scott King.
And what's the name of your company?
Zimperium.
Zimperium. I like the way that sounds. What do you guys do?
So we're in the mobile security space. So we actually have a mobile threat detection product that we place on Android and iOS phones.
This is so important these days because so many people have iPhones.
You do everything on your phone.
On
many
the phone.
Computers.
Yeah.
At the palm of your hand.
Right. And I like that Samsung and the manufacturers use their boards on the phones to be safe. Almost safer than a computer, right? I mean, a phone out of the box is almost safer than your home computer nowadays in one way, right? But what do you guys do to add on top of that to make that even safer?
Well, interestingly, a phone out of the box doesn't come with any software, security software on it.
Right.
Okay. And Samsung, more importantly, they're an investor in Zimperium. So they really are invested in securing their phones for their consumers. Okay. And I mean, really the interesting thing is that, you know, by placing a product like Zimperium's product on your phone, it allows you to get information you wouldn't normally have. You know, who's attacking you, how, why, and, you know, for what reason, and what data are they trying to access?
Now, I can get that as the end user on my phone and know it?
So,
or is that more at the IT administrator level?
So we run as an app on your phone, and we provide that to enterprises. So we're the most enterprise-ready mobile security product. And we really integrate into your existing incident response systems and processes. So really what we're going to provide a security team, an IT administrator or a security administrator, is mobile threat data on their users. So if their users are at restaurants, airports, other offices, meetings, then, you know, we'll be able to provide them with data that is, you know, that's interacting with their phones that they may not want.
So talk to me about some of the feature sets. When you are collecting this data, is your application able to not only detect the threat, but prevent it? Or is this a detection only?
Well, that's two different scenarios. So what we do is we really monitor the behavior of your device. So much like a doctor can read EKG or echocardiogram, they're trained to look for anomalies in your heart rhythms. So we're doing the same thing on iOS and Android. We're just monitoring the behavior, and we can see if something is malicious or not.
So if there is something detected that is malicious, through your app, are there feature sets that allow the IT administrator to block or defend against that bad traffic? Or what is the mitigation piece of it?
Right. So in some instances, yes. If you have an MDM software, we will remediate through your MDM package.
Okay.
So you can really leverage the compliance policies that you've already set in place for your users. Now you can have cyber policies, okay? If you have a bad app or if you're attacked over the network, maybe I want to shut you off. On some instances, for instance, Android, where you can have multiple profiles on the same device, we can do some remediation. We can also place the same technology inside your own app, and you can train your own app to shut down if it's hacked.
That's interesting.
Now, are people using, bad guys, are they using the mobile phone as the new place to get into areas, get into the banks, get into the corporate
networks?
You know, networks. Are the phones the new,
attack vector?
Device of attack vector. That's why she's on the show, attack vector. Okay. Fancy pants.
Well,
are they
yeah.
the new attack vector? That's a good way to say it.
So, of course they are, because those are the devices that we're using most often. Okay? No one really carries around their laptop into Starbucks or any other coffee shop and looks into their laptop. They have their mobile devices. The mobile devices are trained to auto-connect to anything that they can because they're starved for power and they're starved for connectivity. So it's an extremely popular attack vector for, you know, malicious actors.
The reason I asked is my little brain wasn't sure, because you have a bigger brain than I do, if there's enough power in the phone, enough computing power, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Enough oomph to get in there and do all the work they want to do. That's why I was just curious about.
Well, I mean, we sent guys to the moon on less power than you have in your pocket.
Oh, that's true.
Right?
Well, that's true. Yeah.
So in the phone, they're designed for convenience, not for security. So an executive really isn't thinking about the security of the information. It's convenience. So how can I get more information to make a decision about my business? Make it accessible for me. Okay, security guys, you figure out how to make it secure, but I need, you know, the speed of business is inherent that smartphones are here to stay.
So you mentioned it's for the enterprise right now. Are there any plans for the consumer's consumption side?
There are different consumer-oriented apps. Ours is not really consumer-oriented right now, but stay tuned and you'll hear more.
Yeah, I'd love to know. Well, I got hacked last year.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. This year you didn't hack me. What's wrong? Don't you guys hate me?
You got on the map with Security Guy Radio at Black Hat. Right.
Yeah, this is a pretty dangerous place.
Now,
yeah.
is your software residing, you know, on the circuit board level? You know what I'm saying? Is it down there in the operating system? Is it something that Samsung contracts with you to make sure it's built into their operating system? How's it functioning on the phone?
So the real core of our product is our threat detection technology, what we call Z9. So Z9 is delivered in many different ways. On some, like on iOS, we reside in user space. So we're just like any other app. We don't have any special privileges or APIs.
Okay.
If we did, Apple wouldn't let us into the App Store. Okay. On some instances, we are at the chip or root level. Working with our handset manufacturers, they can give us different access and we can actually ship with the phone on the chips.
So I wanted to kind of talk about the whole IoT space and the mobile devices coming online. Is your application compatible with other mobile devices or just mobile phones?
So any mobile device. So if it runs on Android or if it runs on iOS and even Windows, we can place the threat detection technology on those devices. Now with IoT, since we're the only vendor that actually resides on the device, I can take that threat detection technology and put it on different operating systems like an IoT or a smart home router.
Excellent.
Scott, what keeps you up at night? What do you worry about in the cyber world?
It is ignorance, but I don't want to say that word.
It's
because
okay.
Sometimes it has a negative connotation,
yeah.
But I just think the actors acting and looking at mobile data of people interacting is you don't know what you don't know. I think that is what really keeps me up at night, especially when you think about location-based data that you may be sending out there. Your family may be harmed or submitting information out on the internet that they're really not understanding how that is being used. I think really just the danger of what we publicize about ourselves keeps me up at night.
It makes a lot of sense. It's so prevalent. 50% of the people in the world have a phone now?
Yeah.
Is it higher than that? I think it's 50, 60%. And pretty soon it's going to be everybody. And then you're going to have connectivity to every human being on Earth.
Yeah, it's much more than that. And you think about, emerging countries, they're mobile only. They don't have any other device other than a mobile device.
Well, that's interesting. So. I know that. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Oh, boy, we learned something on Security Guy Radio. Mr. Scott King, Simprium, thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio.
Hey, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
I appreciate it.
Scott, it's a pleasure meeting you.
And we'll see you next year at Black Hat, I hope.
Yes, you will.
All right, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right.